Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
The number 8 and the number 9 are about the bully. You know, those are bully numbers, right? People that are going to try to dominate the wheel. The thing is, so let's say, you know, if you have those numbers, right? My first, so and I use my first name. My first name is a number 9, right? The 9 is the number of the bully, right? So let's say I carry that number 9. Where there's going to be people that are going to come either try to bully me, or there's going to time to have to stand up for myself and I have to show that side of myself that no one likes to see, right? That angry side of myself that I need to stand up for myself. Now, depending on how I react to these situations, it's also going to start to tell more about the story as well.
What you just said, I speak about that a lot, especially with Saturn currently passing through Pisces.
Yeah.
Pisces and Saturn in Pisces, and you, a lot of the people that's having Saturn returns, you're 28, 29, 20, some 27 people have this, but 28, 29, they're struggling with boundaries.
Yeah.
Lack thereof, or, you know, stomping over people's boundaries. And I talk about boundaries a lot. It's good to know about boundaries, but when mm-hmm. somebody steps over them, what is your response? And you could be the nicest person in the world.
Yeah.
But when somebody steps over your boundary, at that moment, can you be nice about it?
From my experience, I was bullied as a kid. I had my times where I was bullied. I took it. As a kid, I took it. My understanding was, you know, of course, there's the part of us that's understanding now. It's like, hey, that kid was bullying me because deep down they was going through something. Deep down they were intimidated by me. They wanted something I had. My height, they wanted the girlfriend that I had, something like that. But also, like, as a, you know, but at some point in time, you do got to stand up to the bully, right? You do got to stand up to the bully and let them know they just can't walk all over you. They just can't have their way with you. You got to exert your power. Right. It don't got to get physical. Sometimes you just got to show them a face that they never seen before. You got to look at them. You got to show them the crazy eyes at one point in time, and they'll step back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but one thing about it is sometimes, right. And based even off the readings that I've done, especially with that number 9, because the number 9 is the number of anger. People that carry that number 9, especially life path 9s, they don't like to show that part of themselves, is because sometimes when you show that side, it scares people. And then people don't want to get close to you because then they think you're going to be crazy, and then they think you might lash out, and they think that's really who you are all the time. And really what happens is just that, no, you let the anger build up and it imploded and it came out all at once. So it's got to be a balance with it, right? I tell people, you have to let people know when they hurt you. You have to let people know when they made you mad. You have to speak up for yourself. You have to let people know that they can't mess with you. Because if you don't, you keep letting that anger build up. It's going to take one little thing to set you off. And then again, with that number 9, a lot of anger can come out with that number 9, and you can... The number 9 is a fire number. And one thing about that fire, it can burn down bridges. It can burn down everything all around you. You need to learn how to use that fire wisely. But if not, we've seen what fire can do. And I tell people, don't let that fire destroy everything around you, especially things that you built for yourself.
Well, I think we as a community, especially Black community, but society as a whole, was never taught proper techniques to deal with emotions. Good and bad.
Yeah.
Good and bad, and proper release techniques of said trauma and bad emotions and anger and stuff. Be honest with you, it's not unhealthy to get angry. It happens to everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
What actually is unhealthy is undealt with anger and unreleased anger.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when it comes to boundaries, you have to release and be angry about it to get that person back on the other side of the boundary. But after that, it's, you let it go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, yes, you could be Mr. and Mrs. Nice Guy, but I tell people all the time, if you watch superhero movies and all that, the hero has to be willing to be as ruthless as the villain, or he'll never beat the villain.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to be willing to go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you're not willing to go there, and that person is,
mm-hmm.
you're done for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You'll never win, and they'll just keep on having their way. And because it's like they know how to get under your skin. They know how to get under your skin.
And again,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Finn.
And I was just gonna say, it's just like the Hulk, right? We see how the Hulk, even when it comes to the Hulk, like, yeah, I think what was that? It was the second Avengers. Once he learned how to work with his anger, he was calm the whole movie. And then he said, and they asked him, how do you know how to control this now? He said, it's because I'm always angry. I just know how to use it. And I think that was a big thing about it, right? He said they kept poking at him, and he just smiled, and he was just like, no, I'm always angry, but I know when to let it out.
And would that be a channeling it into the direction in which you want it to be in?
Yeah.
Huh.
If
you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.